News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
We cross to the UK where a man has been charged with the murder of former Conservative Minister and Reform UK spokesperson Anne Widdecombe. Police continue to investigate whether the killing had a political or a terrorist motive. A reporter and presenter with LBC is Henry Riley. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
And what do we know about this chap?
Well, Joshua Kerry he's been charged yesterday, as you say, on suspicion of Anne Widdecombe's murder. He's due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court later today. Actually, he's 28 years old. We know he's from Rotherham in South Yorkshire. At one point, he was a teaching assistant. Sort of the understanding at the moment is that he's currently out of work and that his father had passed away in the last year. Also, he was arrested in the sort of evening of the 11th of July. That was arrested on suspicion of murder. But as you rightly say, we've also got this these extra counts, which he hasn't been charged for. But nonetheless, police are still investigating. That was a few days later on the 13th of July, where he was also arrested on suspicion of the commission, preparation and instigation of acts of terrorism. Police still looking into that. Counter-terrorism police saying they're trying to determine what the motivation was, including whether there was any political motivation, saying that that is an active part of their investigation.
It was a particularly horrendous crime, given that Anne Widdecombe would have been at home on her own, it would have seemed, when this happened. And it all came to light, if people remember, because she missed media appearances.
Yeah, and there were published exchanges with a TV producer where she had agreed to appear sort of, you know, they checked in half an hour before the interview and she was replying. And then at around 12:30, that's a sort of police understanding on the Wednesday, July the 8th, is when she had stopped replying. And that's when police believe that that this may have happened. And Kerry, the Joshua Kerry, who's before court today, the allegation is that he drove from Yorkshire to Dartmoor, which is, just shy of 300 miles. And Anne Widdecombe, as you say, was a real fixture of our TV screens. She was, in sort of the political circles, was obviously a Minister of State. She was at one point Shadow Home Secretary, very well known in Conservative circles. She came back as a Brexit Party MEP, but also it was those TV appearances, not just talking politics, but dancing on Strictly Come Dancing and appearing on Celebrity Big Brother, where she also was very well known. It was the politics side, but also the celebrity side, which she clearly really embraced.
Yeah, and a regular on this radio station as well, talking about Brexit amongst other matters. When, if at all, will we find out about the outcome of the police investigation into the alleged terror offences, or whether there was a political motivation, Henry?
Well, it will run concurrently alongside this court appearance today on suspicion of murder. The honest answer is, John, we just don't know, because counterterrorism police can take, this can take a matter of days. It could be at some point later this week. It could even be in months, goodness knows, even years' time, because they are trying to find out a motivation. You would expect, what I've been told is that police, clearly have got around 800 lines of inquiry, we've been told. So there's a lot to go at. That will take a while to process that information. You'd imagine within the next few weeks, shortly after any outcome from Westminster Magistrates Court, they'd be able to decipher that. They'd be able to provide more information. But at the moment, it is just that count of alleged murder that the courts will be looking at today.
Okay, Henry Riley of LBC, covering that, no doubt, for your own station a little bit later on. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.